Blog Talk Radio.
Life is full of surprises. Which ones come to mind for 2013 when I mention the word? Many employees view employer benefits as there for a rainy day. Each day when employees get up and head to work, most believe they will have a routine day. Drive to work, get there, do a job, leave work, and attend to personal tasks. However, a car accident changes this routine for some employees. Now insurance premiums paid each month out of a paycheck seem all important. Yet, most of the enrolled in employer group policies which fall under ERISA rules, which is a federally funded Employee Retirement Income Security Act that is legislated and passed by Congress. Few people understand the difference between group insurance policies, individual ones, or when their employer is also their insurance company. Yet, it is important to review the fine print and know the value of being an employer group insurance policy. Join me today, Estra, for a discussion on using employer benefits after a collision. In fact, take a moment and take our survey. We have an auto accident settlement survey, and share your reality or dream experience. Insightful experiences can be invaluable while processing auto insurance claims. The journey can be at the scene of a car accident and end at the time of claim closure. I, Estra, have been through this process with several auto insurance companies, an employer, Social Security, and long-term disability insurance. So join me, Estra, in the conversation today by dialing 718-766-4385 to share your comments. Again, that number is 718-766-4385. Thank you for being a part of today's show, this February 8, 2014. Also, 214 Car Accident Weekly calendars are available, so stop by any time during the year if involved in a car accident to pick one up. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. Stop by estras.blogspot.com for more information. There is valuable information for your reading, watching, or listening pleasure. Today we will spend our time talking about reviewing your employer benefit package, detailing the benefits, requesting benefits after a traffic collision, short-term and long-term disability, and a little on Social Security disability, delays, denial, surveillance, and returning to work, losses of income, and where you might actually turn for help. Most employers' benefit packages contain sick leave, vacation, health care, short-term and long-term disability insurance, life insurance, and 401k programs. Over the decade, though, these benefits have changed and lean more towards the advantages of employers, in my opinion. Benefit packages, in most cases, for an average employee are less than in previous years. The year of retirement has been extended out, causing many to have to work much longer than they desire or abilities because of high cost of living. Fortunately, Obamacare for some individuals eliminate work till you drop dead and returns it to work as long as you can and then exit the workforce gracefully. Jay Leno shared the emotions most people have when it's time to exit the workforce. Many relationships have been fostered, investments and company goals, memories and experiences that build a major part of an employee's days, months, years, or decades. Regardless of the time employed, it's important to understand corporate culture. If someone in the office is involved in a serious car accident or become seriously ill, how does the human resources department respond? What is the conversations right next to the water cooler regarding the circumstances? Sometimes this can be more gossip than facts, so if possible, learning the experience from the sick or injured person provides accurate information. Therefore, make sure to evaluate what you're hearing. After a traffic collision, the first benefit used is usually sick leave. And in my opinion, this is a good reason to use it wisely and save it for an unexpected event. However, if health conditions last more than a few weeks, most people consider applying for short-term disability depending on its availability. Reading the policy in detail prior to an illness or injury helps to prepare for an emergency. When not feeling well, it can become difficult to retain information or use it in a way which allows advocating in your best interest. And overlooking some of the fine print in this contract may cause problems in the future. This policy may contain clauses regarding specific conditions or term limits on care, along with many requirements not necessarily in the best interest of employees. Yet, if not read when fully capable, important information might be overlooked. Use caution when filling out applications for short-term or long-term disability. From my perspective, in some cases, the stages could be set in hopes at some point down the road of eliminating a claim. From my perspective, ERISA proved too much to lean towards corporations. First, they allowed them to pay out typically less than 100% of collectible benefits. In fact, most require employees to apply for Social Security disability after approximately 8 months of injury or sickness. And if approved, most corporations only pay out 20% of the benefits. Most people realize that it usually takes a while to be approved for Social Security benefits, so this can be pretty problematic if you have very little resources. Many people find they eventually have to battle their employer for benefits after a couple years because of contract clauses placed in the policies. And unfortunately, ERISA does not hold them accountable for the suffering caused by delays and denials. I need to repeat this because this is very important, and I hope members of Congress are listening. It says, ERISA does not hold them accountable for suffering caused by delays and denials. Currently, as written, Congress did not allow employees to be compensated for damages caused when an employer unfairly refuses to pay. The employee may only receive the amount stated in the policy. Have you tried to go several months without a paycheck and are sick or injured? For many, the stress is high. Many employees have been left out in the cold the way contracts have been written by employers and how Congress wrote ERISA. From my perspective, neither one of these items were written in the spirit of equality or justice. Most corporations can keep these cases in court battles for years, while employees now without a wage attempt to take on a firm that has resources, power, and influence. Does that seem fair to you? When an employer, especially one that is self-insured, meaning they really are your insurance company, makes a decision on whether to pay out a claim, how impartial can this decision be? If you decide on proceeding to long-term disability, realize that there is a payment gap for some cases between short and long-term. This can be a rude awakening if you have not planned for benefits to stop for this period. Again, use caution when using group policies written by employers. The contracts may be written in a way that attempts to make employees vulnerable to payment practices in their actual best interest of employers and possibly scare employees into retreat of their benefits. The best way not to become penalized through this process is to read the contract and decide whether you want to participate. In my opinion, a better option is to have your own individual policy rather than group. I'm going to repeat that because this is very important. It is better, in my opinion, to have an individual policy rather than a group. In this way, laws are there to protect your interests, unlike ERISA, and you stand a better chance of being treated fairly. For the injured and sick, people trying to live off fewer resources can be extremely difficult. Also, contracts change from year to year. If a company decides to take away a specific benefit from the contract, especially self-insured corporations, most do so in the following year. So needed care can quickly become expensive for you to improve. But it actually improves their bottom line. Also, healthcare fairs can be a great time at work to learn about possible alternatives for treatment for this following year. And make sure to find, and sometimes you actually find excellent assistance through them. However, remember, these people came through your employer and may not necessarily be in your best interest. Review your employer benefit package carefully when you have enough time to learn, or actually to learn the fine print, because that's very, very important. As a side note, if you're considering changing from your employer to Obamacare, you have until March 31st, 2014 to sign up. Make sure to evaluate the pros and cons of each plan. Fortunately, more have the opportunity to have health care since the Affordable Care Act. Previously, many people not having medical insurance were left between a rock and a very hard place. Without a negotiated price for services and medical care, the ones who need it most get charged the highest prices and end up paying out more than is their fair share and sometimes necessary. When the money runs out, so will your care. Thanks goodness, Obamacare ended much of the pre-existing condition exclusions. Usually employees contact human resources to request assistance. Normally, they will give short-term disability forms to start the process. If approved by the employer, by the way, due to their being your insurance companies if they're self-insured, or a private insurance carrier if they're the ones doing it. Benefits are typically received for 1 to 12 weeks for short-term disability. Periodically, forms may arrive to fill out about your condition and request for how many hours have been worked each period. This process is used whether you are still working, part-time, or not at all. Please be advised, from my perspective, employers may be sizing up your ability to return to full-time status and evaluating their options. This includes how long they can wait for your recovery. And understandably, the work still needs to be done. And if you're not able to do it, they do need someone who can. Therefore, in my opinion, it's also important for you to evaluate where you are and evaluate the length of anticipated recovery or estimate. Is it going fast for you? Are you moving at a slow pace? Or somewhere in between. You need a plan, especially if facing the risk of running out of money. In fact, many people have tried going back injured because they have no resources. This may bring the opportunity to be terminated because of levels of work that might be substandard, particularly because you're not fully recovered. And also, this would result in the loss possibly of your disability claim. In my opinion, it's a good thing we are moving away from the health care being tied to employment. Some companies handle this power over their employees better than others. Just remember, this is your life, and regardless of the outcome of employment, you will still get through this. Will it be a struggle? From my experience, more than likely it will be. Yet learn from the process and attempt to prepare for the unexpected in future events. It might not be a car wreck, but calamities happen all around us all the time. We are just fortunate when it's not us. Yet Remember to lend a helping hand and share information when possible. As mentioned before, always ask yourself when filling out forms, why are they asking me this question? No answer is minor. Taking things for granted, such as my company is like a big family and we will be able to work this out, may not be the best strategy in this situation. Employer actions or behaviors may initially be supportive, but later turn to protect profits and investors. Prospectively speaking, there is something about money that can bring out the worst in people. We have seen it in families when a loved one passes away, lotto winnings, or, in my opinion, injury claims with employers, auto and long-term disability insurance companies. They have left people in dire straits to hold on. Has the struggles left many in dire straits to hold on so tightly that doing the right thing seems too difficult? Or have too many people or organizations become so self-centered that they cannot see beyond themselves? Regardless of the moral condition of those holding the cards for benefits, choose to take the high road. Follow the direction that is healing not only your body, but your soul. Regardless of what they do or do not do, you have a life. Let me say that again. Regardless of what they do or they don't do, you have a life. Therefore, give it your best in restoring your losses and keep moving forward. Now, while reading the fine print in the contract, you might notice a gap in the benefits between time of the short-term and long-term disability. So planning for this break is very important. Also, most contracts have a stipulation that you must also apply for Social Security disability at this time. If injury or sickness take you into long-term disability, this might be a good time to evaluate all your options and attempt to anticipate the views of employers regarding your claim. How is life looking for you right now? No one likes to feel crushed by circumstances. Sometimes the reality of this can be burdensome. Yet, if entering into a long-term disability claim, realize that most employers have clauses that help them to stop benefits after a couple years. Again, check that fine print. Also realize many of these employers, insurance companies, have perfected the handling of claims in order to protect the bottom lines and therefore make sure to learn how to protect your bottom line. Far too many injured people, their benefits are given to investors or rolled back into company profits from my perspective. And a life of poverty can engulf both them and their families. For some, this is a life-changing experience. If you find yourself here, know it does not have to always be this way. Continue doing your best and keep your eyes out for opportunities to come. They'll come. Just be ready when they do come. And this is where your energies are best used, never to give up on your recovery and a bright and fulfilling future. Instead of seeking budget cuts in areas that have been harmful to our country's GDP or gross domestic product, it seems like after the financial collapse, parts of our country seem to think it would be easier to take things from those who have very little instead. In my opinion, it's like taking the bootstraps out of boots and telling the 99% to pull themselves up by non-existing straps. The stringent reviews on programs this segment of society uses in recent years, in my opinion, has been harsh. Yet, those needing help the most are the ones being taken through the vast number of hoops. The time spent filling out paperwork for the injured and sick seem repetitious, like a child standing at the chalkboard writing his or her name out till eternity. The abundance of paperwork through this process can cause the injured or sick to reach despair. And in my opinion, this is the goal. By deterring those with few resources and subjecting their dignity to acts that create shame, from my perspective, places people in a bad place into a worse one. In my opinion, it is a gotcha game where the injured get tired of playing, which opens up the opportunity for excuses to be made for non-payment. And that's unfortunate when there's a door or a game that is being played, at least from my perspective, on people who have no idea what is even happening, and the whole objective of the end game is for them not to be paid out their long-term disability benefits. This type of behavior actually would not be tolerated by the 1%, nor would our system even ask them to do it. So why are we placing the 99% of people in the same rat maze? Many injured and sick end up with only Social Security disability. At the same time, even they are attempting to cut their rolls. What happened to all the premiums paid into these policies and the investments made with the money? Should all policies be separated from employers? Should there be an impartial body to review these claims in order to validate their fairness to the injured and sick? Are lawyers the way these companies get away with the mistreatment of the 99%? Perhaps Congress should spend some time that they have wasted, investigating the processes of why employers are able to keep 80% of their premiums while many of their employees fall below the poverty level. Let me say that again. Congress, if you could spend some of the time you have been wasting repeating trying to get rid of Obamacare, and you take that time and you actually use it to investigate why employers are able to keep how much? 80%? Yes, approximately 80% of their premiums while their employees fall into poverty. I'd like to hear that. Guess that gets me going a little bit there. It's just really, you know, unfortunate to me when our system thinks less of 99% of their people versus the 1%. But I'm hoping that the 99% get out and vote and make that change, make that happen. Because that's the only way that people are going to actually get into a better position, from my perspective. You know, are systems currently in place to protect those in need? Or are they to weed out fakers from the injured? Or is this a method of corporations keeping as much money as possible? One thing I can say is that the process is long, and with the technology we have today, many companies are equipped enough that the information to evaluate a claim is there and they could provide quick and fair assessment. President Obama's request to automate medical records, in my opinion, helped in this process, although realize insurance companies for years have been storing car accident records on their databases. So if you've been involved in a collision, chances are you're included. One more note I wanted to say here. Many people with disabilities can feel rejected in society. People with disabilities have the highest rates of unemployment, yet in my opinion, this group of disabled baby boomers have a lot to give. Let's say that again. That the baby boomers today that are disabled have, in my opinion, a lot to give. Even if they're only able to work for an hour, or maybe they can work 8 hours. That's a range. And some can't work at all. But even if they can't, we have something to give. So share it abundantly. This generation has been energetic, creative beings. And when given the opportunity to share what we have learned and explore possible new ideas, we can add valuable contributions to our society. So stop sleeping on the disabled. We have something to give. And as with many people of color, the disabled cannot wait around until someone sees our value. Share in whatever ways you can. That's what life is really about. Creative sparks many great developments. Realize you will always have value, regardless of whether others can see it or not. Take life into your own hands and find your way, conventionally or unconventionally, but do not stop living. Let me say that again. Do not stop living. Do not stop living. Do not give up. And do not accept others' opinion that hinders your growth. Be your best advocate in all situations. Most injured or sick people do not want to be disabled. Yet, believe it or not, many will find themselves in this position at least once in their lifetime. There is nothing like pain and suffering due to health conditions to make one appreciate a life without it. When my grandmother used to have a saying, she said, when you've lost your health, you've lost a lot. And I certainly believe her. Many employers use surveillance on their employees at work or outside of work in hopes of eliminating long-term disability claims. Unfortunately, trusting, loyal employees do assist their employers in developing a plan for their own demise because most do not believe employers would do this in order to cancel their contract. But some do. However, most employees are truthful with their employer as well as others involved in processing claims of any sort. Being unfamiliar with the behavior of some employers can leave employees not only injured or sick, but without any benefits to live on. So be wise in your dealings with an employer. I have to say that again. I guess there's a lot of things that really need to be kind of put in there. Be wise in your dealings with employers and also be your best advocate. Yes, they may have power, influence, and contacts to unjustifiably eliminate your claim from my perspective, but finding out before accepting a position at a company about their level of integrity and honor towards employees, consider finding an organization that not only appreciates your work at 100%, but also when having to pay out long-term disability claims. In other words, you want to work for someone who appreciates you in the good times and who will pay you in the bad times and won't try to ignore or eliminate things that were agreed upon when you first started out working. So make sure to read your contract. It's very important, and it changes every year. To make sure that you keep up with the changes. I want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and to the music which my blog will soon feature. And that's the artists that actually, the musicians here that make our program so much more interesting. Also, let's meet back here next Saturday at the same time. The new time is 1:30 p.m., same time, same day. Remember, no matter what you are going through, keep your head up and never give up. See you next Saturday. The information contained on Talking About You with Esther is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Esther's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Esther is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.